Hey dreamers, it's a new year. And if you're ready to take the next step in your interpretation journey, I want to invite you to the Breathing Underwater membership. This is a monthly subscription mentorship where we have live Zoom calls where we do interpretations of one another's dreams, we ask questions, and we seek God in community. We also have a private Facebook group with weekly teachings, as well as a one-on-one coaching or dream mapping call with me every month. Because we all need a little help interpreting our dreams, and I believe God designed it to happen in community. And it's just plain fun. So sign up today. We would love to see you there. We were designed to hunger for the deep things of God, to thrive on faith and wonder, to seek out divine wisdom that defies human logic. We were designed to unlock the mysteries of God. This is Breathing Underwater. This is episode 55 today, and 55 is such a cool number. 5 is the number of grace, so 55 is double grace. And anytime that scripture talks about double or double portion, we know that that means above and beyond. And we know that that means that is really being emphasized and that God is behind it. So I love that today is double grace, because in this episode, I might just need some double grace. This is the first episode where we are doing an entirely email dream based interpretation show. So if you don't know that I've been doing this, I have opened it up so that people can email in dreams to me and then I interpret them on the podcast like I'm going to do today. Now, I can do this anonymously or I can just use a first name. If you email me a dream, you tell me your preference. Sometimes it's nice to even have a reference of a first name so that we can track as I'm doing the dream. But I am so happy to keep it anonymous. So if this is something you'd be interested in doing, my email is in the show notes and it's margo@permissiontorain.com. You can just send them in and I will let you know when they air on the show. I like to do email dreams because it mixes it up a little bit. Now, I'm going to need the extra grace, like I said, because I'm not sitting and having a dialogue with the dreamer, which I personally really love to do, because it gives us context, because it gives us a little window into their life, and then we get to hear them tell us, oh, this felt positive, this felt negative, this symbol actually means this to me. This person is this person in my life. And those are all really important pieces of information because our dreams are mostly about us. And I am not an expert on your life. You're an expert on your life. Now, I can follow the Holy Spirit and I know how to follow God's symbols and know his language in dreams, maybe more than others. But when it comes down to it, you, the dreamer, are going to be the one that knows the interpretation of your dream. And God gave it to you so that you would unlock it with him. So in this episode of Email Dreams, I am going to be doing my best to follow the Holy Spirit and to discern the symbols and the greater picture and context of the dream. But most of this, I'm just going to be offering out here on this episode to the dreamer, and they get to decide if it resonates with them or not. I love also to do live interpretations because you guys, the dreamers who are learning to interpret, get to see more examples of symbolism and how things are put together. And I have found that oftentimes when I hear other people's interpretations or their dreams, I start to get understanding and revelation for my own dreams. So I am hoping that that is what is going on today, that you're able to receive from these interpretations for yourself, but that you'll also see an interpretation modeled to get those juices flowing for you. And of course, dreamers, the ones who sent in the dreams, I am so grateful that you sent these in. Thank you for sharing them with me and with this audience. So let's jump in. Okay, we are going to start with a dream from Matt. He gave it a title, No Mic, No Word. Here's the dream. He says, I dreamt that I was in a big white church. A few of my friends from life group were there, and then after worship, they called me up to come and preach. I was looking all over for my phone and my Bible. I couldn't find them. Then my girlfriend saw me, and she had them and passed them to me. I walked up on stage, and the microphone didn't work. I tried, but no luck. I then walked off stage and walked around the building. Then I came back and met four young adults and then spoke to them and prayed with them and then walked back onto the stage again. And again, the mic didn't work. I woke up after this. Okay, Matt, I love this dream. I love it because it's really to the point. It's pretty straightforward. And there are some key elements that are obvious right away. So I love that there's a pattern in this dream. Always notice patterns, just like I mentioned earlier about the 55 and when there's a double, something is being emphasized. So what happens twice in this dream? Twice he goes to the stage and the mic didn't work. Okay, so that seems like it is the focus of the dream. However, there are other elements in here that I think are going to fill that out a little bit more. So the context is a big white church. So I would say that this dream is speaking to your calling or destiny within the church. I believe you are called to preach, but the ones who called you up to the stage were your friends, and then the mic didn't work twice. The mic didn't work because it's not time yet. The fact that you couldn't find your Bible and you couldn't find your phone, to me, is just showing you're not prepared yet for this particular part of your call where you're preaching on that sort of platform or this bigger platform. And that's okay. God just wants you to know this is a part of your calling, but you're going to need some preparation. Now, I would say, because in between those two times of you getting on the stage and trying the microphone, in between those two times that you ran into some young adults and you were speaking to them and praying with them. And I would say this is how God is preparing you. He's either going to bring you into a young adults ministry or maybe just build relationships with this younger generation, but this is going to give you the opportunity to pray with them and know their story and teach and kind of preach in that arena and going to be a part of where you're developing your voice, developing your message. So I'm really encouraged by this dream. I think God is affirming your call to preach, but also saying it's not time because you're not prepared, but He is wanting to prepare you in this way. So don't despise the day of small beginnings, like the scripture says, but also don't overlook this group of young adults and how God is using this to prepare you more for your calling as a preacher. I hope that resonates. Please let me know if so. I love the feedback. Okay, moving on. I have two more dreams, and both of these dreams are from the same woman who had them in the same night. I love it when that happens. Dreams that happen in the same night definitely can be related. They're not always directly related, but especially if you have two kind of in one moment where you have one dream and then kind of at the end of that another one comes, I would say those are definitely related, even though to the naked eye they might not seem that way. Now these two, I don't know if they are related, but I suspect they might be. Oftentimes, though, even as I'm talking or saying things out loud, more revelation comes. So let's just see how this goes. So the first dream of the two is called the monkey chase. This is another short and sweet one. The dreamer says, there was a monkey that seemed like a pet or like Abu from Aladdin running loose through a Catholic church, and my husband and I were running trying to catch it. We had disagreements on how to catch it and regularly came back to a staircase with stairs going up and stairs going down. I woke up and I don't even remember if we caught it. Okay, I love this. So here's my stab at it, even though I don't know any real context for this. So a monkey being loose, when I think about a monkey, I'm thinking this could definitely be talking about a demonic spirit or something that's really just trying to get your attention and your energy that probably doesn't really matter, especially because it may have to do with religion. It may have to do with your backgrounds. I don't know specifically the implication of the Catholic Church in this one, but it might be actually speaking to an argument or disagreement you and your husband are already having over something theological, that maybe God is saying this is really not that big of a deal, especially if you continue to be divided on it. So this could either be something like that, or this could be some random demonic thought that you guys are spending time and energy trying to chase down. And I would say it's not worth it, especially because it's bringing disagreements and some division on this, right? On how to catch it. The fact that you regularly come back to a staircase and the stairs are going up and they're going down is really significant. My sense in this is that God is just saying, I think the best option with this is to choose to go high or to choose to go low. And by what I mean by that is go high, meaning going up to where you're seated in heavenly places already. As scripture tells us, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Look from that perspective and just go, does this really matter? Does this really change the game in the day to day? And taking that higher road, God, what are you saying about this? God, show us your perspective on this. Is this something that really is going to have an effect eternally? Or going low, which is really just a phrase for being humble, humbling ourselves, kind of just laying down our right to be right or to know what's going on, or maybe even just to yield to one another. So I would say in general, don't worry too much about whatever this is. It's not worth it. Just take the high road or go the humble route, and that's going to be the way to deal with this. Okay, and now the second dream that she had the same night, she titled, I Can Do This. In the dream, she says, I fell back asleep after this other one and had another dream. I was pregnant, full term, in the hospital, and my good friend Emily was there with me, helping me in the start of labor. She was coaching me through some things and explaining the process to me. I was nervous because I really wanted a natural birth. I don't know how I got pregnant, and I woke up before the birth even happened. And that was the dream. So I ended up emailing her back to this dream and just said, hey, can you give me context of who Emily is or any other information? And she ended up sharing with me that Emily was a good friend of hers, like it said in the dream. Emily is also a teacher, and Emily has also been a mom and had a challenging birth herself. So all of these things I was chewing on and taking into consideration as I'm looking at this dream. But here is what I think this dream is about. So what we have learned on this podcast about pregnancy is that pregnant dreams and pregnancy are actually pretty common, and they're really metaphorical and really powerful because they are talking about God doing a new thing in our life, bringing something new into our lives through us. So this is a promise. This is a new season. This is a new job. This is just something new and fresh that is coming into our life. The fact that you are full term means it's time. This is something you've already been carrying for a while. Now, the fact that Emily was there helping you, I just loved this. Because when you mentioned that she was a teacher and she's coaching you in this, but she's also a good friend, I immediately thought of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is our friend. He is our best friend. He is our helper. We also know that he's our teacher. Scripture talks about him teaching us all things. It's in John 14:25. It says that he will teach us all things. And he's also a coach. He's totally a coach. He is leading us and coaching us on where to go and what to do and always encouraging us and building us up. So I believe that Emily in this dream is symbolic for the Holy Spirit who is with you during this labor. And you don't need to be worried because he's done this so many times. He knows exactly what you need, exactly where you're going. He also wants to coach you through a natural birth, and this baby is already coming from God. So this is something you are birthing with him, and the Holy Spirit is there for this process to help you. And I would even add this, this isn't in the dream, but the Holy Spirit's going to be there to help you as you raise this baby, as you navigate this new season, as you navigate this new job, or whatever this is referring to. So what I would do is I would encourage you to go to God and say, whoa, okay, what is it that I'm birthing? What is it that you're bringing into my life that's new? Think about the last season. Is there anything that feels like it's already been kind of in the works and now things are coming to a head? things are actually being birthed. So that will give you a clue into what this is talking about. Love that dream. Love pregnant dreams. You know I do. I have so many of those. Okay, we are jumping in with the fourth and final dream for today's episode. This dream does not have a title, so I'm just going to read it front to back, and then we will interpret. The dreamer says, "In my dream, I was holding a bag of clothes to get ready. There were four different dresses. I think they were actually for someone else. This was happening in the back of a car or a trunk when I saw the person put on all four dresses one at a time over each other. Suddenly, I was getting ready for something. I had a beautiful dress on and heels, the same brand or color, but slightly different shape on each foot. My right shoe was pointy and my left shoe was rounded. After I got ready, I started walking up the stairs, and as I walked up, I looked down at my shoes, and that's when I realized they were not the same, and the stairs were narrow. When I arrived at my destination, I saw Jay, a lady from my church whom I serve under in the kids' ministry, at the entrance. She had a clipboard to mark people off the roll. I opened my bag and sorted what was in there. It was small with only a handful of items inside. Then I saw a swimming pool, and there was a dolphin swimming back and forth in there, and it was either me or someone else swimming with this dolphin. Then I got my camera out and started recording. It was so exciting and fun." End of the dream. Okay, cool dream, right? Yes, so much symbolism in this dream. So here's what I say the dream is about. Here's the interpretation. And then I'm going to go back in and give you a little idea of where I got that and some of the symbols. So I believe that this is a calling or destiny dream, and God is showing you where you are right now in this journey. So you may be at the beginning of this. That might resonate with you. You might be at the middle. You might be more towards the end. My sense is you might be more towards the end of this dream, and I'll tell you why in a moment, but that is up to you to discern. So this is about your calling and your destiny, and there was a point in time when you were trying things on and they weren't fitting you, but you were trying to own it as yours. So there was a call or a particular position or maybe just even character traits about your calling or who you are and what you're called to that you were putting on that weren't actually yours. But now God has you clothed and ready to move forward in what is actually your calling, your true identity, your destiny. You are in the process right now of promotion. You're just going a step at a time, but you are actually growing. You are being promoted spiritually and maybe even in the natural. Maybe there's a job promotion or something coming along with this, but it's certainly a spiritual promotion. And you will arrive at your destination, or you already have arrived at your destination, but I feel like God wants you to know that you're on the list. So when you get where you're going, it's going to be recognized. You're not going to be the only one thinking, is this the right place? No, others are going to recognize it too. Other people who are in authority, maybe even people who are overseeing you, will recognize that you're in the right place. And there's a particular training in flowing with the Spirit and moving in the Spirit and with the Spirit that God wants to focus on or emphasize. You learning to flow with the Spirit, move in the Spirit, strengthening more of your maybe spiritual side to the calling, and maybe even something specific to a communication gift or the way that you communicate, that you're in a time of training for that. And that is where God wants to focus. He wants you to know that it's meant to be fun and lighthearted and even childlike, but that it is something that he is really emphasizing in this season, or if not in this season, in a season to come. And that's going to be something to really focus in on. Okay, now you probably were following to some degree where I was getting that interpretation, but let me break it down for you just a little bit. So it's all about clothes. The stream is all about clothes, at least at the beginning, right? And she had clothes that weren't hers. So that's where I wondered. I wonder if there was a period of time where she was holding on to something or holding on to clothes or trying to make something fit that wasn't hers. She thought it was, but it was actually for somebody else. But now it says she's suddenly getting ready for something and she had a beautiful dress on and heels. So the beautiful dress and the heels to me signifies, oh, this is what she's meant to be wearing. This is her calling. She is being clothed in what is actually hers, her identity, her calling, her destiny. Clothing can represent destiny, calling, like I just said, or even a position in particular. You know, if you're wearing a baseball jersey, right? Like that could speak to something specific, or a hard hat that could be specific to a role that might be yours, or it could be metaphorical. But clothing in general are going to speak to your calling, what you're called to. So the fact that she has this beautiful dress on and these heels, and then the shoes were slightly different shape on each foot. I thought that was interesting. And the fact that they were heels made me think that, okay, she's walking a little taller. She's been promoted. She's seeing from a higher place. God has promoted her in that. And then she ends up walking up the stairs, which also connotates a promotion or moving up, moving forward, getting more perspective, going higher, right? The fact that her shoes were different shapes is very interesting to me. I've never seen this, but I'm going to take a little stab at it. And then really, I'm going to leave the rest of it with her because I don't 100% know. But usually shoes will also have to do with calling or what you're walking in your destiny, right? And the right and the left of us typically have different meanings. Now, there's different people who interpret it differently, but in this case, my sense is the right is speaking to the natural, the physical realm, and the left is speaking to the spiritual. So that there's actually a call to be balanced in how she lives in the spirit and in the natural, and it is called to maybe even bridge that. And that's a part of why the shoes are different, is because she's going to walk a little differently in each arena. Now, the roundedness, I can't quite put my finger on that. The only thing I keep thinking of is something being rounded up is an indication of grace. So I would say that there is a release of grace for her to walk in what is hers in the spirit realm. Maybe she tends more towards the natural and the physical, but there is a grace to walk in this spiritual side as well. Now, this is actually echoed. I'm going to jump down for a second where she's in the pool with the dolphin. Now, dolphins are childlike and fun and are really playful, as we know, but they also can sometimes bridge that, like in the spirit and in the natural, because they spend a lot of time jumping out of the water as well as living under the water. And so it can speak to being in both realms, if that makes sense, which I was seeing with the shoes too, the left and the right being emphasized. When she was going up the stairs in this place of promotion, the stairs were narrow and she noticed that. I didn't put this in the interpretation, but I wonder if that's just speaking to, she's got a narrow path. Like there's a very specific path that God is leading her on. It's not the wide path. There isn't a whole lot of, you know, choice. You can go anyway, end up in the same place. It feels like he's got her on a very specific path. And then of course, the woman who had the clipboard and marked her name off, I just feel like that is an indicator that other people are going to recognize that she's called to what she's called to and that she's in the right place when she gets there. The handbag and the things that she was sorting in there, I'm just whittling it down, but it all feels like a part of the same overarching interpretation, which is why I didn't give it all in the interpretation. But our handbags or our purses or our wallets usually have something to do with our identity or what we're called to again. So she's sorting that in her purse. It's not stuffed with things. It's not like she needs to clean it out. She's just ordering it. So it's probably a part of this season and this process is what she's called to and who she is getting ordered out. And then the swimming pool. This is where I got the piece about training and moving in the spirit. When we see water in dreams, it's going to usually be speaking to the Holy Spirit. Now, sometimes it's not, but usually it is. So you think about a fountain, that's a particular manifestation of the Spirit, or an ocean, that can be speaking of a big, deep move of the Spirit, or a flood is a move of the Spirit, or a waterfall is like the sound of many waters, is like the voice of Jesus, which we know is the Holy Spirit. He speaks for Jesus. He speaks from what he hears the Father saying, right? So in this case, a pool is a man-made structure that holds the Spirit, and pools are where we do laps, which is training. So this is a training time of her being trained in moving in the Spirit and with the Spirit. And this felt like the focus to me because she got her camera out and started recording. And cameras have lenses, right? They focus in. So if you see a camera in a dream, pay attention to what the camera is capturing, because that is likely what is meant to be in focus. So that's how I got this interpretation for, I think this is where God wants to focus, is really on this time of being trained up in moving in the Spirit. And my sense that this could be a part of a communication gift is the fact that dolphins are very communicative. They are so loud. They are not afraid to make noise and play with you and say hello and respond to you and make noises, trying to get you stirred up and to respond as well. So I think dolphins can also represent communication or even a teaching gift. I actually saw that in a book a while ago. That is how I got the interpretation for this dream. If you are still just absolutely perplexed at how I came to this, that is okay. I know I went through it quickly, but a lot of those symbols are common symbols that I have interpreted many times before, and it just took really looking at the bigger picture context of this. There was a lot of focus on getting ready, right? She was holding the clothes to get ready, but then someone else was getting ready, and then she found herself getting ready, and then she was wearing this beautiful dress and these heels, right? So getting ready is speaking to preparation, as well as being trained in the swimming pool. Being trained in the Spirit is also a part of preparation. But the key thing is that she does end up dressed in and clothed in her rightful identity and what is hers to do. She gets to her destination, and there's ample training, and it's fun. It's fun, and it's full of life, and it's childlike. So I love another destiny dream. So because all dreams, I believe, are just a conversation starter, even the ones that feel long and detailed, they might be giving you a bunch of information, but they're always to draw you closer to God. Because dreams are a conversation starter, there is a lot more that each one of these dreamers can probably get from this dream, but really in relationship and conversation with God afterwards. So my advice to each one of you dreamers is to take either what I said today that resonated or something that he's shown you about the dream and just ask him for more. In the case of Matt, where it looked like God was talking about, okay, you do have a calling to preach, but it's not time yet. You're not prepared yet. Come into this season with the youth and doing preparation there. If I were Matt, I think that I would just ask God, okay, show me how you're preparing me. Show me how to be ready in and out of season. Show me right now, like, who the youth are, or if there's a particular one of them, or if there's a particular job that I'm supposed to be looking out for. This might also be something that just happens down the road, and then the interpretation really becomes clear. Oh, right. This is definitely those people, because in the dream it said this, and now I've actually met them in real life. That will always help. But right now I would just ask, how do you want me to partner with the preparation for this part of the call? Or you could even ask, okay, if the calling doesn't look like preaching on a platform with a microphone in a church, what does it look like? And start asking God for that vision. God loves to give us vision of our future so that we know what's coming. And so we get excited and hopeful. And then we get to walk with him and partner with him and all of that as we get there. If I were the gal in the two other dreams, especially with the pregnancy one, like I mentioned before, I would definitely ask God, what am I pregnant with? What do you want me to know about this? And then in this final dream, I would really ask God, if you don't already know, where am I in this dream. It might already be really clear, like, oh, yep, I'm definitely at the end. That's why he's emphasizing that. Or maybe he's got you at the part where you're starting to walk up the stairs and this is a time of promotion and it's giving you language for what's happening. I often find that dreams will give me words or some kind of orientation. It orients me to what's happening in my life. It'll kind of continue the story or show me where I'm at inside a bigger picture. And it's just God's kindness in his heart to help us feel like we know where we are and what he's doing in our lives. He loves to share with us. Like in John 15:15, he says, I no longer call you slaves, but I call you friends, because slaves don't know what the Father is doing, but I am sharing with you what the Father is doing. That's an indicator that you're my friend, which is what is happening in each of these dreams. It's just juicy. Okay, thank you again, dreamers, for sending in those dreams. If you are someone that wants to have a dream interpreted, go ahead and email me at margo@permissionterrain.com. If you're someone who's been tracking and have been already learning to interpret and tracking your own dreams and just feel like you need a little help, or you're ready to step into community and have people work and walk with you, get to know you, hold you accountable, give you insight into your dreams that maybe you didn't see, then contact me and ask about the membership. I can tell you more about it. It has been such a fun time with these members where we are going deeper in the spirit. We're talking about dream stuff and interpretation stuff, but we're also practicing prophetic activations. We're also bringing our questions. We're also having encounters with God in our meetings. So it's a really fun place to grow and connect. If you are interested, don't hesitate to reach out. The links for all of that are also in the show notes. And I'm going to leave you on this note today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Happy, happy dreaming.